We have a very special anniversary we'd like to acknowledge. You notice we got a huge delegation from the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant with us tonight. We've invited them as our special guests because today is the 20th anniversary of the opening of WIP. Many of us here remember that very well. Escorted by state police, the first shipment of defense-generated transuranic waste passed through town, turned on Green Street, and went out to the WIP site for permanent disposal. It was an effort that has been decades in the making, and Carlsbad celebrated. WIP's opening changed everything. So many potential solutions for radioactive material have been discussed, but in other instances, the process has fallen apart. WIP is actually open, and it has stayed open, and it has been an international model. We all feel a strong sense of community pride in WIP and the important national role the facility plays. We're especially proud of our two national laboratories here, Sandia and Los Alamos. As long as WIP continues to focus on safety, the project will have no better friend than the city of Carlsbad. WIP will also be celebrating its 20th anniversary with an ice cream social at 3 p.m. April 6th at the Courthouse Lawn. Today we have Todd Schrader and Kirk Lackman with the Department of Energy, Bruce Colbert, Mark Percy, Kevin Donovan, Donovan Mager, Frank Mathola, and Kushru Gadiola, all with the Nuclear Waste Partnership. We also have former Mayor Pro Tem, Dr. Ned Elkins, from Los Alamos National Lab, and Tim Runyon with SeaTac. I'd ask our WIP guests to please come up to the podium, and I'd also ask WIP employees J.J. Chavis and Leo Estrada to also come up, please.
City of Carlsbad, Office of the Mayor. I, Del Janway, Mayor of the City of Carlsbad, do announce that the Waste Isolation Plant is an outstanding national project and is given very special recognition in honor of its 20th anniversary. Where that the Waste Isolation Plant, WIP, has strong ties to the community of Carlsbad, whose residents advocate for the facility for decades prior to its opening, and where on March 26, 1999, the first shipment of defense-generated transuranic true waste arrived at WIP, where it received a resounding cheer from community members and employees. Where WIP missions of emplacement true waste is an underground critical to security of the nations and set international examples as model for safe disposal. Where to the date more than 176,000 containers have been placed in the WIP underground and more than 12,300 shipments have been made over more than 14 million loaded miles, and where this community is especially proud of its WIP workforce, which consists of highly dedicated professionals, individuals who are all experts in their respective fields, and where WIP employees have maintained the highest possibility degree of civic responsibility to the communities through charitable endeavors and professional involvement. Now, therefore, in special recognition, I, Mayor Del Janway, herbly proclaim the month of March 26th through April 26th, 2009, as Waste Isolation Pilot Plant Appreciation Month. Mayor Del Janway.
And I'll present this to Todd and Bruce. I'll give each of you a second. I'm going to ask you what I'm going to say a few words.
Sure.
And then if we could take the rest of you up here, make a circle, we'll get pushed.
No, I'll just second one thing to said about the workforce. I've worked in a number of different Department of Energy sites around the country, and this is by far the most dedicated, highest quality workforce we have. The workers really care about what they do every day. They come to work wanting to do a good job. You saw this through our good times, our bad times. Always the spirit was there, the morale was there to do a good job. Also, we would not be here without you, the community. That's quite obvious. The support we get from the community just makes our job that much easier. And so this is not just an award